Welcome to my Soul Series. Soul Series is part of Oprah and Friends, exclusively on XM Radio Channel 156. And you can listen to the entire Soul Series collection on xmradio.com/Oprah. It's uplifting, enlightening, truly powerful. Welcome to Soul Series.
Welcome back to our Soul Series. Dr. Wayne Dyer has agreed to join us for yet another conversation because I couldn't get enough of him. His new book, Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life, you know, went immediately to the bestsellers. That's always good, isn't it?
It's wonderful.
When that happens. And so the new book is about living the wisdom of the Tao. And Dr. Dyer was telling us last week that you actually decided that you were going to give up everything, including your shoes, all your clothes, all your belongings, for a year to live the Tao. But for people who are listening, it's not necessary to give up everything in order to live these principles.
No, I don't think you have to physically give up everything.
Yeah.
But I think the more of what you own that owns you is a good thing to give away.
Right.
And I try to live by the 80-20 rule, which is, you know, the 20% of what you have is what you use, and 80% you don't use. So to give as much of that away as you can.
Well, one of the reasons I really like this book, and I have really appreciated so many of your books, beginning with Erroneous Zones, and as I told you, The Power of Intention is also another one of my favorites. But one of the reasons I like this one so much, Changing Your Thoughts and Changing Your Life, Living the Wisdom of the Tao, which is currently on the bestsellers, is about all the chapters dividing into living with cooperation, living without sickness, living a God-realized life, living in heaven's net, living by bending, living like water. That was one of my favorites.
Water is, Lao Tzu was teaching us, find your God, your source, your spirit, your soul. Find it in nature. Find it. Look at how nature acts, you know, and then replicate that. Think like God thinks.
And water is so giving, so flexible, so
it's soft.
It's
the softest thing. It's like Lao Tzu again. The softest thing overcomes the hardest thing. Flexibility. The 76th. You have the book there. The 76th verse of the Tao is my favorite verse in this book, and it teaches us this. Let me. Is it okay if I do this?
Yeah, please do that.
76. Listen to this. A man is born gentle and weak. At his death, he is hard and stiff. All things, including the grass and trees, are soft and pliable in life, dry and brittle in death. Stiffness is thus a companion of death. Flexibility is a companion of life. That's a part of the 76th verse of the Tao Te Ching. Now, he wasn't just saying become stiff or become flexible in your body. He was saying become flexible in your thinking. Remember in the last election?
I read that. And what I felt when I read that is it's not just in your thinking. It's becoming flexible in your in the way you move. When I read that, I felt like it means flexible in all of your movement, in your thinking movement, in your emotional movement, in your spiritual movement. It means
being
fluid,
soft.
Fluid.
It means
being
gentle.
Yeah.
It means in the last election during the debates, John Kerry and George Floyd, one of the big things about this whole thing was flip-flopping. This whole concept of rigid thinking is a thinking. You know, Emerson said a foolish consistency is the hobgoblin of little minds. The idea that someone would believe something and say whatever I believe on Monday, on Wednesday you can count on me, I'll believe the same, regardless of what happens on Tuesday, is a scary kind of concept.
Right.
You want someone who says, you know, I believe this on Monday, now look what happened on Tuesday. I have a whole different point of view here on Wednesday. That's not flip-flopping. That's living the Tao. That's how the universe works. It asks you to be soft, to be gentle, to understand that water is that great symbol of that. It flow. If you can, in your relationships, whoever you are, whatever, if you can just become like water, you can enter into any place in your partner's life mentally by being water.
Wow.
Because it just enters every opening. It'll you know, and you can become one with that person.
All right. I don't want to run out of time again, because last week I wanted to talk to you about what that year was like. Because in case you're just tuning in, I'm joined in the studio today with Dr. Wayne Dyer, who's written a great new book, his 32nd one, called Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life, Living the Wisdom of the Tao. And for one solid year, he lived the Tao, gave up everything, all of his worldly possessions, including shoes. I keep coming back to shoes because hard to live without shoes. I'm thinking, I could be naked, but I need shoes.
You need shoes.
What about all my Jimmy Choos? Oh, my goodness. When I read that, I was thinking, okay, I would give up everything? Everything. Mm-hmm. And what was that like? Okay, you tell your secretary, give up everything. She's selling, not even selling everything. You say, give it all away.
I'm not even interested in making money.
And then how did you begin this process of living the Tao? So you'd read the verses, you'd study. Did you study all the 14,000 different versions?
No, I took the version that's in the entire Tao Te Ching is in this book. It's my translation of the Tao.
Yes.
But I took 10 of the most relevant ones to the West, to us here in America, to us here in the Western world, and combined all of the different ones and made it this version of the Tao Te Ching. So there's now 14,001 translations of the Tao. What I did is I made a year-long commitment. I started it on January the 1st, 2006, and I read the very first verse of the Tao. Mm-hmm. I divided 81 verses, 365 days divided by 81, comes out to about 4.5 days for each verse of the Tao. That's what I was going to do. I was going to spend 4.5 days on just each one of the verses, and at the end of the 4.5 days, I was going to write an essay, a very short essay. Uh-huh. It only took me maybe 2 hours to write the essays because I didn't write them, Oprah. They wrote them. I do it by hand because, you know, in the Tao it teaches you don't want to use machines. You don't want a machine to interfere with your writing.
So when you say the essays, it means, you know, living with cooperation, living the mystery, living all that.
Each one of those were short essays.
Maybe after each verse.
After each verse. But I spent 4 days meditating on each of the verses, like memorizing them, going through them in my mind, and then going out where I live on Maui and putting them to work, putting them to practice. And I can remember some of them were hard, Oprah. I mean, some of these verses are very hard. Here's the line. The Tao does nothing. Mm-hmm. It leaves nothing undone. You know, that's like one of the great lines in the Tao Te Ching. So how can you do nothing and emulate? You're emulating the Tao. You're emulating God, the way God acts, God, soul, spirit, divine mind, whatever you want to call this organizing intelligence that allows, you know, everything to be, all being comes from non-being, you know. That's right out of the Bible, too, by the way. You know, the New Testament came 500 years after the Tao. It's loaded with the Tao. It's almost all of that is in there. It's the spirit that gives life.
Okay, you know? This is one I liked. I was looking for this, the 20th verse. Give up learning, and you will be free from all your cares. Now, see, when I read that.
I know,
that,
you read first, that.
And but, I thought, how can I give up learning? Okay, but then continue. What is the difference between yes and no? What is the difference between good and evil? Must I fear what others fear? Should I fear desolation when there is abundance? Should I fear darkness when that light is shining everywhere? In spring, some go to the park and climb the terrace, but I alone am drifting, not knowing where I am, like a newborn babe before it learns to smile. I am alone without a place to go. Most people have too much. I alone seem to be missing something. Mine is indeed the mind of an ignoramus in its unadulterated simplicity. I am but a guest in this world. While others rush about to get things done, I accept what is offered. I alone seem foolish, earning little, spending less. Ugh.
You know, with the perfect example of a Taoist master, according to Lao Tzu, is an infant. Has no name, doesn't know its identity, doesn't know its color, it doesn't know its cultural background, it doesn't know how to hate anything. It just is. It just is. It just is. And that's, you know, it's like the first 9 months of your life. Went back to your
that's
conception.
Right. You trusted God for everything.
Everything. You didn't say, oh my God, I hope I get a nose and I hope it shows up in the right place.
Yes.
And you were total, completely into surrender. Yes. Then you come out. Okay, at the 9th month, or that you pop out and you get surrounded by people who say, that's really good work, God, really good work. We'll take over from here.
Yeah.
And the minute you start taking over from here, what happens is you develop an ego, which is where you edge God out. E-G-O, you edge God out. Okay. And so now,
I never heard it that way before. That is so good. Yeah.
So you edge God out and you just push that to the side.
Good.
And what is this ego? What is it?
I'm going to be quoting you on that.
It's an idea, Oprah. It's all it is. It's an idea that we carry around. You know what the idea of the ego is? It says, I am what I have. I am what I do. I am what other people think of me. I'm separate from everybody else. I'm separate from what's missing in my life, and I'm separate from God. Those are the six components of the ego, and that's what we're raised on and what we're trained on. Meantime, we showed up here. We didn't have to do a thing.
Oh, say that again. I want to say it again. Say it again. Repeat
the ego.
Yeah.
The ego is just a collection of ideas that we carry around, okay? I am what I have.
I am what I have.
So we go around through our whole life, you know, accumulating
trying
as much
to have
as we can,
things.
Have more stuff. And then when we don't have any stuff, then we no longer are. We lose our identity. I am what I do.
I am what I do.
All of my accomplishments. I am what other people think of me. That
yes.
is, I am my reputation. Those are the three major components of the ego that
yeah.
we spend our life training ourselves to become. I am separate from everybody else. So
yes.
I am this body, and it looks different than you, so
yeah.
I'm separate from you.
That's right.
I'm separate
and
from...
And I can be judgmental of you because I'm better
absolutely.
Than you, and you're not as good as
that's
I am.
That's what the ego is doing. All
yeah.
the, I'm separate from... what's missing in my life.
Yes.
Now, if you understand that there's no place that the Tao is not, there's no place that God is not, then God has to be in you if there's no place that it's not. And it also has to be in everything that's missing in your life. It has to be if there's no place that it's not. So you're already connected to everything that you need in your life, everything that you could possibly want in your life. You're already connected to it.
Yeah.
All you have to do is align yourself.
But there has to be some purpose that the ego must serve. Otherwise, we would have evolved ourselves out of it, don't you think?
No.
No? Okay.
No.
I thought that was a good question.
I used to think that.
Okay.
I don't think that
I'm not as advanced as you are,
no,
okay?
No, I think it's the ego is not worth defending. And we all spend a lot of our time defending this thing that says, well, you know, I am what I do have, and I have to get more things. And if I don't have as much as they do, then they're going to... And we go through our lives doing all of this stuff. And what it does is it brings us to a point where we no longer have something, or our reputation is gone, or it's taken away from us, or somebody steals it, and what happens to us? Or when we retire, or, you know, I no longer can do things. So now people get over a certain age, and they just feel like, you know, I've declined, and so on. There's nothing in the DNA that says you have to decline ever in your life. You don't have to decline, and your DNA is over 600,000
years old.
So
then why do we have it, though? Why do we have it?
We have it because it works. It works at getting ourselves believing that we're better than other people, instead of just allowing ourselves to be free. And it's like Taoism, or the Tao teaches us to like unpeel the onion, unpeel layers
yeah.
to get to the essence of the Tao is emptiness, getting to that place of emptiness. That's like the supreme place to get to, where you're just empty of all of that. And then you're free. And then guess what? All of the things that you wanted so desperately when you were so ego dominated before begin to show up in your life in larger and larger and larger amounts. And what do you do with it? What does God do with everything that shows up? Gives it away. Isn't that what you're doing? Isn't that what you've learned in your life? I mean, here you are, this world-famous icon, and what is your major lesson? What did I see you doing on 60 Minutes or whatever it was when you were over there in South Africa?
Yes.
Give, 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 give. God, I know why now, why I was given so much. It's about giving. It's about, why do you have to wait till you have a lot to learn that? And why don't average people out there get that as well? All we have to do is see ourselves in everyone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Native Americans, you want to hear a great quote. The Native Americans said, no tree has branches so foolish as to fight among themselves.
Wow.
Now, think about that. You know, think about it. We are all branches on a tree called humanity. What are we doing fighting each other and
yeah.
killing each other? What are we doing? Lao Tzu.
Because nature's smarter than we are.
Absolutely. And it's all about nature.
Yeah.
It's all about nature.
Nature's smarter than we
yeah.
are. So is it possible to, do you think you have your ego? You haven't lost your ego, obviously.
No,
right?
I haven't.
Yeah. But
I'm working on it.
Is there a way to keep it in check? Is there a way to...
Yeah,
to minimize more. Its influence in your life?
Every yeah. day, just say thank you,
yeah.
you know, and just like, and get to the place in your life, you know, Rumi had this wonderful line, he said, you know, that to practice benevolence, to
yeah.
just practice being in a place in your life where you are giving, you're just constantly in a state of giving.
Okay.
You know, sell your cleverness, he said, and purchase bewilderment.
Bewilderment.
Yeah, just
that.
Go through your life in a state of awe, in a state of bewilderment.
Because
and
everywhere
you
look, there's something to see. Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
yeah.
So we're talking to Dr. Wayne Dyer about Living the Tao, Living the Wisdom of the Tao. It's his latest book on changing your thoughts and changing your life. You believe it's possible for everybody to put their ego in a place where, you know, we talk about this spiritual evolvement. And every time I talk to people, some like yourself, people say, well, you know, the spiritual movement is growing to the point where there's something happening in the world. And then you look at the world. I mean, I just read something the other day where there are more girls who want to kill themselves now than ever before. So I wonder, is it just among spiritual folks, people who think the way you do, that, you know, the world seems to be getting better? Is the world getting better?
To me, it is. To me, it is. Because I don't, you know, for every act of evil in the world, there's a million acts of kindness. So why would you continue to put our attention and our efforts and all of our energy on all of the things that are wrong in the world?
Yeah.
You know, the world is just fine. The world is just fine.
Yeah.
Yes, there are many, many things out there.
Isn't that what the evening news does? That's
absolutely.
I haven't watched evening news.
And what is it sponsored by? It's sponsored by more and more pills for people to take to overcome all of the anxiety and the stress and the depression.
All the evil they're watching.
It's like endless, you know, amounts of attention on all the things that are wrong, and rely upon something outside of yourself to do that. All you have to do is become the observer to that. You become the witness to that. That has nothing to do with you. And, you know, one of the great lines in the Tao Te Ching speaks about that any time that you are in battle, if you have to go to battle, if you have to go to war, you don't ever celebrate anybody else ever being killed, no matter what you label them, whatever label that you put on them. You treat everything that happens in battle, which we see so much about, especially these days, you know, as a funeral, as something that we recognize within ourselves that we left the Tao, because the Tao has no need for us. There's nothing in what God has offered us that tells us that we have to be in competition.
The other thing that you say that I love so much is about understanding that principle of every force is going to create a counterforce. And I don't know if I can't remember if I read this in the book or heard it.
David Hawkins spoke about that in Power versus Force. He's a good friend of mine. Yes.
Mm. Yeah. Well, all the people I've interviewed over the years. That's good. Well, y'all must have some good dinner conversations.
I found that book, Power versus Force, years ago as a little self-published paperback, and I took it to every lecture I gave for 4 or 5 years until it became published. Yeah.
There was something you said that I'd read in an interview that you did that I just loved, and I just wanted to quote you on yourself. When you were talking about what you were sharing with us here about the first 9 months of your life, how you turned everything over to God, and then you get born, and your parents say, "I'll take it from here," and where if you'd stayed in the God space, you'd be different. And then you say, "How could you believe that you are not worthy of yourself?" I just thought, oh my God, I wish more people could hear you say that. Mm. How could you believe that you are not worthy of yourself? Because you and I both, you know, over the years, talked to thousands and thousands of people. And that seems to be at the core of what so many people don't get, that they are not worthy of themselves.
Because, see, when you don't trust in yourself, you're not trusting in the wisdom that created you. That's like an insult to your creator, to the creative process, whatever you want to call that, if you want to call it God. Because, you know, all of us and all the religions that are out there, they all pray to the same God. And then they ask this God the same God that everybody prays to divide itself up and argue against one person or another, you know, or one point of view or another, when there's only this oneness. How could that which is perfect, how could that which is divine create something that isn't? You must be like what you came from. You must be. If I gave you a piece of pie from an apple pie, I'd say, "What is it? What do you think it's like?" You'd say, "Well, it must be like what it came from."
Okay, I'm about to be out of time again. Oh, Can you tell me what that year did for you? Can you summarize what that year did for you? First of all, I look at you and I already think, you know, highly evolved spiritual person, being living your life on a path of being able to connect to the higher self, knowing your own spirituality, a sense of connectedness to the oneness of life. So what did you need to know in that year that you didn't already know?
I learned how to be joyful everywhere. Hmm. I learned to be totally at peace. You know what I've learned, Lope? I've learned to think like God thinks, as close as I can get to thinking like God thinks. So I see myself, I see the unfolding of God in everyone that I meet, and I see myself in that person. Even sitting here now, I see myself in you, and I see you in me. And by being able to do that, there's no way that I could have any hatred or anger or bitterness towards you, or the waiter who doesn't come to me on time, or the flight that is delayed, or whatever's the circumstances that show up in my life. I'm able to see myself in all of those people who are just doing what they can do, and I'm able to be love.
And able to be love, that's it. For people for whom picking up their first Wayne Dyer book is going to be this book, Change Your Thoughts, Change Your Life, Living the Wisdom of the Tao. You know, for a lot of people at the beginning, it's like overwhelming. It's a lot. It's a lot to take in. What do you want to say to them?
It's so easy.
It's so easy.
It's so easy to be. It's just so easy. It's just like, who was the guy that said, can't we just learn to get along?
Yeah,
we
just that was Rodney King.
Yeah, Rodney King.
Can't then, we all just get along
can't
here?
We just, can't we just love each other? You know, so like when I watch the evening news and I see so many insurgents were killed and so on, I go out to them, to each and every one of them. You know, I find that peace and that love within myself.
Wouldn't it be amazing, as I was reading this thinking, as we move into this election year, wouldn't it be amazing to have Dow-centered leadership?
Oh, I think of that all the time, Oprah. That's what, you know, it's like, and that's coming. That's coming. You know, we pretty much know who's
Dow-centered and who isn't, we'll leave that to another time.
Yeah, and all of us have the possibility to make that happen for ourselves. It's going to happen. There's no doubt about it.
Listen, I could talk to you forever.
Oh, I love you so much.
Thank you so much for the love. Thank you.
I'm so happy for you.
Thank you, because we've been doing this a while. But no, I could talk to you all day. Mm. Maybe we'll do all day with Wayne Dyer.
Yeah, there we go.
Yeah, take us a while. Thank you for joining me again.
Thanks, Oprah.
Continued success. Thank you. You're listening to Oprah and Friends, Oprah and Wayne Dyer here, XM 156. Talk to you next week, everybody. I hope you enjoyed this edition of our Soul Series. These are some of my favorite conversations.
To hear more, sign up for a free 30-day XM Radio trial by going to www.xmradio.com/Oprah.